Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. It is a May gray, cloudy day in San Diego, and this morning I'm thrilled to have as our guest to bring us some sunshine, Elise Stanfield, who's in Virginia. Is that right, Elise? Where are you now?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
There you go, Richmond. That's beautiful country, beautiful country. Well, today we're going to be talking about to the core. What does it mean to go to the core? And Elise is one of our Path for Teens trainers, and she's just amazing. I've been looking through her bio and her resume, and Elise, you are an igniter wherever you go, aren't you?
I seem to be, yes.
Now, how did you hear about the Path for Teens?
Well, I, through Ann Starrett, and actually one of my friends, Amy Folk, she got me to go to Ann Starrett's farm up in, I cannot ever remember now that I've moved away from Charlotte, someplace a little bit north of Charlotte, to her farm and have a no agenda day where you essentially go and what I would do is pretty much stay in prayer. Sometimes I would read a little bit. And then I met Nicole Greer up there, and she introduced me to the path, and I took the path myself, and I knew that I had in my heart that I wanted to work with teens, and when I found out that the PATH also had a teen version of that, talk about ignited, I was very ignited about that. I was very excited to hear that.
That is so exciting. Now, do you have teenagers yourself?
I do. I have a 13-year-old boy, and he's actually about to be 14 in June, and then I have an 11-year-old girl, and I think that she's really already a teenager.
And I'll bet she does too, huh?
Yes.
Now, have you used the Path for Teens with them yet?
I have, and it was really interesting. I think that has been such a huge tool. I was thinking about that just a little while ago, and how parenting, using Path for Teens from a parenting perspective, has probably been as much or more beneficial for me personally. I originally thought that my daughter was a water, and when she was tested about 8 months ago, I realized that she really is off the charts fire, and it made a lot of sense coming from seeing her so passionate and had so much energy and very strong will, and it made a lot more sense. And so, parenting her from thinking that she was a water, and then going from that to a fire has been an interesting take on things, I gotta say.
Wow, what have you changed?
Well, I started giving her more choices and giving her and realizing that her frustration was really a passion, that was it was this intense passion coming out, and that's where that strong will is coming out. Now we're looking at figuring out how to harness and focus that.
Wow.
In order to have, for her to be unique in her own way and find out how she can use that passion for and strong will for focus instead of rebelling.
Did it change her self-concept?
I think it did. We had a conversation yesterday about how she is really sensitive. I think that's the point that I was missing a little bit, is that she is a sensitive girl. I mean, she is a girl. She's going through puberty right now. So I think that has been eye-opening, but also being able to see her embrace that passion.
That's great. Now, what about your son? What is he?
Well, he's a fire wind.
Ah.
So
you're never bored in your household, are you?
And my poor husband's an earth, so poor little thing. He's.
Is there any water? What are you?
I'm a wind fire.
Wind fire, fire and earth.
Yes.
Earth, wind, and fire, just like their band.
Yeah, and again, it has helped our family dynamic to see what our elements are in order to work together instead of against each other. That it's just been a huge benefit. So my son being a fire wind, I relate to him a little bit more because we have similarities there. But just the dynamics of our family and unity of our family has been different as a result of that in a much positive light.
Wow. How does your husband use it as an earth?
I think for him it was accepting that, yes, he is detailed, yes, he is analytical, and embracing that. And, again, the dynamics in our marriage changed, too, because I think we were trying to be each other. I had this desire to be an earth, and I'm just not very much of an earth. And he had this desire to be a wind, and, you know, it changed so many things. It brought so much light to how we work and how we were kind of working against one another instead of together. And now he is able to embrace who he is and work in that area instead of working out of an area that he's not. And again, my business is to the core. I think that the PEP, it definitely helped us to be able to find out who we are at our core and accept that.
Now, why are you so interested in the core? What do you mean by that?
I think at the core of everyone, there is an authenticity that a lot of times, in particular, teens hide from. And from what I'm finding out with some other teens is that they put on these masks and layers of masks. And then as we become adults, we've got so many masks on that we kind of lose sight of who we are in our core. And my hope is to be able to help these teens not lose sight of who they are at their core as they move into adulthood, and to allow them the freedom to be unique, which I think a lot of teens lose sight of uniqueness, and they kind of want to be in a clique and be the same a little bit and follow society. And my hope is that they'll be able to celebrate that and find their focus and find their passion at a younger age, and hopefully avoid some potentially
heartache.
Yeah, definite heartache for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we've just got about 2 minutes my computer clock is wrong, if you can believe that. But anyway, so what about mission? What is your mission?
My mission for To the Core is to engage, empower, and equip students to live a more, life of purpose.
Mm. Now, are you a teacher now? Are you a full-time coach, or what are you doing?
I actually am a full-time mom, and then secondary is my my passion for To the Core. And I'm laying the foundation for To the Core right now. I'm teaching a Path for Teens class right now, and I work with our youth group and have been able to incorporate Path for Teens just on a day-to-day basis with the youth group.
And have they all taken their PEP? Do they know their elements? Can they tell what they are?
They have not taken the PEP. With it being a youth class, we are not at that point. I think that in the fall that will be something that they can be more motivated to do. But we have taken the assessment, the paper assessment, and I think that they are definitely finding out what they how to embrace who they are.
Wow. Will each of them write a mission statement?
Yes. Yep. We are we're at the beginning processes of looking at their core values right now. And they're very excited. They're very excited to be looking at this.
Really? What are kids saying about it?
They keep coming back for more, and they realize how fun it is. And I think that they're finding out how they can have more substance to relationship and community as teens, and I think that they're really hungry for it. I'm finding out that these teens are wanting to have this depth within each other and not have to put on these masks, or at least
right.
That's what they're saying there.
How many are in the youth group?
In our youth group, there are about 90. In my class, there are 4.
Wow, 90 in a youth group.
Yeah.
And then those 4 can take it and lead other, you know, help. One of the things that we've seen when teens have done this is that they begin to hold each other accountable to their mission statements.
And that's my hope. And I also, what the kids themselves came up with was, how can we incorporate, this was the second class that we had talked about. And they said, well, how can we use this in Frontline as a whole in order to have more fluidity and acceptance of each other? Which was huge.
Oh, wow. You know, I think adults, and you're certainly not one of those, but I think many adults really underestimate kids and teens and what they can do. I was just amazed to read about the 16-year-old that sailed around the world on her own.
Wow.
Around the world, and she's 16. And she said, well, I've been sailing since I was 8. You know, it's just like...
Wow.
no big deal. And, you know, she had to circumnavigate things, and she had to do math and probably algebra, geometry, courage, planning, just amazing things. And I think so much of that is untapped. We think that they're going to get it after college, you know, and then go out and change the world. But teens can, and my premise is that Jesus knew at the age of 12 what he wanted to do.
Right.
So I'm just thrilled, Elise, that you are dedicating yourself to this as, you know, a mission. Go ahead.
And I am finding that to be true. I was speaking to one of my friends earlier, how insightful kids are. You're absolutely right, how underestimated they are. I mean, it's just amazing.
Now, what you talk about finding, oh, goodness, there goes my phone, finding fulfillment. How does that work for teens? How are you coaching them around that?
I think it's where are they putting their time, where are they putting their energy, and are they finding fulfillment in those particular things? Or is that more of a Band-Aid to cover up who they really are and to almost like an escape? What are they escaping from as opposed to what are they looking for to fulfill?
Mm.
And they seem to be receptive to that.
So what does fulfillment look like to a teenager?
What I'm seeing is that, again, embracing who they are and being able to accept that is who they are and that they are different from other people, I think it's allowing them the space to look for the fulfillment.
Hmm.
And, you know, I don't know that they – I think that that is going to take some, you know, searching, soul searching, core
right.
searching in order
right.
to really embrace that.
Well, one of the things that I encourage people to really do, like, you know, what you're doing with the teens, is to think about your core value, because once you understand that, that's going to be your path to success and fulfillment. And the example I'm thinking of is one of our family coaches was working with a father and son, and the father was a fire and the son was a water, and the son was on the basketball team, and the father was really driving him to shoot more. And so when the family coach said, well, what does success look like to you? The father said, well, he's going to make the most points. You know, he's going to be high scorer. He's going to get awards and all that stuff. And then when the coach asked the son, what would success look like to you? He said, passing the ball, lifting up the team, making sure everybody is taken care of, and totally different definition. And you can imagine the misery index that was spared by the father realizing that his son was a water.
Wow.
And going to have a different set of fulfillment. What might look like failure to a fire when the son keeps passing the ball is exactly his definition of success as a water. You know, making
well,
sure
and
that other people get set up to win. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And how awesome a family is able, you know, how much strife that could have caused had they not been able to realize this through the family coach.
Yes.
And how much more rebellion could have taken place had they not had that. You know, it's a completely different language.
Yes, exactly. So how do people reach you? What's your email address? They want coaching around Path for Teens.
My email address is Elise, E-L-I-S-E, @tothecore.net.
And that's
it's a
to
number
the number core. Yeah,
correct.
Tothecore.net. I just love that, to the core. It is so important that our young people find out who they are, so they can carry that into the world. And, you know, you are on the leading edge of that, Elise, as we work together through this program. And people can go to my website, lauriebethjones.com, and find a host of valuable tools. I believe we have downloads, you know, how to raise an earth child, how to raise a wind child, a fire child. And you're certainly experiencing that in your home life. And to think about where there's no natural water among you, how are you all going to bring about water activities so that there is the nurturing of the, you know, things can grow and not just be stirred up. And I think this is true for all of us as we move forward into the day. I'm a wind fire like you are, and I have to consciously make time for earth activities and water activities. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today, and we hope that the listeners are blessed and moved to action. This is Laurie Beth Jones on the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Elise, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Say hello to the team for me.
Okay.
All right. Blessings and goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.